So, Hare Krishna, I'm very ready to move into a very exciting lecture with you. But let us please chant first so that the remainder of the devotees can come.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna. Oh, Radhe. Hi, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bye bye! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gaura Nitai, Jai Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jai Gaura Nitai. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.
Difficult to say. So maybe we will all fly away. I would like to greet all of you for this afternoon session. I have once given this lecture to a group of devotees in the Karuna Bhavan in Germany. We were a few of us, and we all came together because we wanted to hear something about Lord Krishna. And after the devotees had invited me to come and talk, I was thinking very deeply about some deep subjects. So you will hear this now for the second time. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. What we will hear this afternoon is a subject which many devotees have thought about. We always hear how we should love Krishna, or we hear how the process of devotional service is a process which brings forth our original love for Krishna. In other words, it's always love which goes to Krishna. But those of you who have studied the subject matter of love know that it can never be a one-way street. Love stops when we are not loved in return. Yajnavalkya, a great philosopher, said that the human being only has two desires: to love and to be loved. So when we hear about love of Godhead or love to Krishna, we need to also hear and deeply study the love of Krishna to our hearts. Otherwise, we will stop loving. A little while ago, exactly a little less than 1 year ago, I spent with one of my friends a day in Vrindavan. We went to the river Yamuna and we discussed many, many things. I remember the sun was wandering and we always had to move a little bit to stay in the shade of the tree. And I remember my friend said at one stage, "Let us go into the Yamuna." It was very cold and I didn't feel very inclined to go in the Yamuna. But he said, "No, I want to tell you something where I need Yamuna's help." So we went, we put our dhotis up till here. And we stood in the Ganga, and all of a sudden my friend told me the subject matter he wanted to discuss. He said, "I think the real difficulty in spiritual life, which is also my difficulty, is that deep in my heart, I do not believe that Krishna loves me. I think in my heart, I'm a fallen soul. There are so many unwanted desires which drive me. How can Krishna love me? I'm really not lovable. And why should the Lord invest in me? So my friend continued that he said that he feels is the difficulty of most of the people. They feel like abandoned children. The parents don't care for them. Do you know that this is the most traumatic experience for a little child? If the mother or the father turns their face, doesn't care for them. A child whose father and mother look the other way is lost. I remember once I had gone to a carnival. I was a little boy. And when I saw the carnival, I went wild. Yoo-hoo! My parents were there with me. And I said, I'm gone. And I spent the whole day enjoying the carnival. And there were these ghost rides. I went about 5,000 times in the same ghost rides. I like this so much. Then we call it Achterbahn in Germany. It goes up and down and go like that. That I went about 6,000 times. And then in the evening there was some very funny Donald Duck movie. I also watched that with great intenseness. And it was about 10 o'clock when the carnival closed. I came out and looked for my parents. They were not there. My parents later told me they were a little frustrated that I didn't care about them and I just run into the carnival. Yoo-hoo! And they couldn't find me, so they said, we go home without him. So I remember the carnival was over. The illusion had gone. Here I was sitting, a little boy. Mother and father had gone away. I was crying and crying and crying. The abundant child. No one cared for him. A very traumatic experience for a little boy. So Burijan, my friend, I hope you have not heard his name, told me that this is the problem of the normal conditioned soul. He just does not feel loved any longer. He doesn't feel lovable. And what he tries to do for the rest of his life is to somehow get a replacement for God's love, whom he in the deepest core of his heart thinks, God has given me up. I'm an abandoned child. There used to be an artist, and I would like to play his song to you, but I didn't have time. Richie Havens, he used to sing, sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long, long way from home. A very nice song. Very God-conscious, actually, and so on. Today, I would like to talk, therefore, about how the Lord loves his devotee. First of all, you must know that in this world we know of two types of parental love. The love of the mother and the love of the father. The love of the mother to the child is unconditional. The child just has to exist to be loved. He doesn't have to do anything. He just has to be there. And the mother will be there. And the mother will move the child. The mother will show the child the world. And the mother will give all the necessary things to the child. The child needs this unconditional love because it is very helpless. It cannot do anything. This type of motherly love is experienced up to usually the 5th or 6th year. Then the father comes into the picture. Before that, the father was, you know, on the number 2. Mother was number 1. Father was just thinking the child, holding it a little. Hopefully it doesn't slip out of my hand. And then the father went like that. Oh, not again. Oh, where's water? You know, the father is a little helpless in the beginning with the child. Because the father's love is different than the mother's love. The father's love is with conditions. Because the father guides us, he teaches us to be ready for the world. He prepares us. And he demands things of us. He has expectations. He says, these are the rules. If you break them, it's not good. I remember when I was maybe the most difficult child to educate because I was so lively. I know my father had forbidden me to smoke cigarettes. And for me this meant smoke cigarettes. Because everything which was forbidden, that was what had to be done. So I still remember. And he had said, you must come back by 10 o'clock in the evening. That meant for me, okay, 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning. So I remember one day I was coming back and I had smoked and I had danced up to 1 o'clock in the morning. I was only 13 or 14 years old. And my father said, I had waited. He received me at the garden door. Sine, I have to talk seriously with you. So we sat down. What is the time? Yes, time is also there. Now please breathe into my face. I loved my father and he loved me. So he said, okay, this is 20 cigarettes. Then I said, so what will you do with me? My father looked at me with angry eyes and with tearful eyes. I will punish you, of course. German father. And he explained himself after the punishment. I hate to beat you. I hate to do restrictions on you. But if I don't do it, you will not be prepared for the world. You will have to learn principles. If you only do what your mind tells you, you will be lost. This is a typical example of fatherly love. We find this even in the spiritual realm. Once, a Brahmana appeared to Lord Chaitanya's father, Jagannath Mishra. He looked with eyes like red coal at him and said, "You always punish your son Chaitanya. But don't you know that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead?" Jagannath Mishra said, "I don't care who he is. If he is not guided properly, his character will be ruined. Therefore, I need to punish him." Then the Brahmana, who had appeared with the red eyes, smiled and said, "Fatherly love." So these are two different types of love. Unconditional motherly love, where you just have to be, and fatherly love, where you have to be good to receive it. How is Krishna's love? I would like to say that Krishna's love is more of the fatherly type. For instance, he says, give up all dharmas, sarvadhammam paricchaya, surrender unto me completely, and I will deliver you. It's a condition. Be good. Then you will receive my love. No, or in another verse he says, yeyatamang prapadyante. In the degree which someone surrenders unto me, I will reward himself accordingly. So he says, if someone surrenders more, I will reward himself more. Srimati Radharani's love, on the other side, is more of a motherly nature. Unconditional. There's a very nice verse and purport. It's in the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, third chapter, verse 23. It goes like this. Srimati Radharani is a tender-hearted, feminine counterpart of the Supreme Whole, resembling the perfectionist stage of the worldly feminine nature. Oh, she's more like the mother, more feminine nature. Therefore, the mercy of Radharani is available very readily to the sincere devotees. And once she recommends such a devotee to Lord Krishna, the Lord at once accepts the devotee's admittance into his association. I remember that after I had sinned in the eyes of my father, danced the whole night and smoked, my father really didn't want to talk with me any longer. He was so disappointed. But then my mother came, said, "Our boy is a little temperamental. He's a mixture of a man of Chinggis Khan's troop. and a disciple of Socrates. So he's suffering very much because you don't give him your love any longer. But please give him a second chance. Do it for me. Because my father loved my mother very much, when my mother used her ultimate weapon, saying, give your love to our boy only because of me. Then the father said, okay, we will make a bicycle tour with my son. In this way, this went on. I had very good parents. I must really say they really tried hard. But I was such a rascal that I... Oh, Krishna, please. So Prabhupada says in a lecture, he talks about this. We should go to the mother, Radharani. Huh? We should try humbly to understand and offer our obeisances, saying, Radharani, you are so dear to Krishna. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. And you are Krishna's beloved. Yes. If Radharani recommends a devotee, Krishna immediately accepts him, however foolish he may be. Consequently, in Vrindavan, we find that devotees chant Radharani's name more often than Krishna's name. Wherever we go in India, we will find devotees calling, Jai Radhe! Yes. Or we chant, Jai Jai Si Radhe! Jai Jai Si Radhe! Very short Siam. Very long Radhe. Yes. Prabhupada said, wherever we go in India, we will find devotees calling Jai Radhe. We should be more interested in worshipping Radharani. For however fallen we may be, if somehow or other we can please her, we can very easily understand Krishna. If we try to understand Krishna by the speculative process, we will have to spend many lifetimes of speculation. But if we take to devotional service and just try to please Radharani, then Krishna can be very easily realized. Radharani is such a great devotee that she can deliver Krishna. Yeah. So, this is called motherly love. Not asking for conditions. There is one very nice story about Srimati Radharani's love, which will make it very clear. There was once a she-jackal who was searching for some water. She had traveled for a long, long way and finally arrived in the Radhakund area at a little lake called Shivakori. So she drank and all of a sudden she saw 10 boys coming with sticks towards her, and she fled into a foxhole. In a Vrindavan, jackals are not very much appreciated because when they are hungry, they have sometimes eaten young babies. So the boys came to the foxhole and made fire, burned some bushes, so that finally the jackal was forced to leave the hole and come to the boys who wanted to kill it with the sticks. The jackal cried very much, "Woo! Woo! Woo!" And Srimati Radharani heard it. She sent Lalita, say, "Someone is crying in Radha Kund. This is not very good. This is my kunda. Save this soul." So Radharani came, Lalita came and saw what was the matter. The boys wanted to kill the jackal. Lalita said to the boys, "Just go home, don't kill the jackal, please. I will take care of the jackal." And she said, "Jackal, come." So the Chakalitze, yes, Chakalitze, Doiji, and the Chakalitze came out, and Lalita brought the jackal to Radharani. The jackal was very, you know, the smoke had entered the eyes were full of tears. Woo-hoo, she couldn't really see. Woo-hoo, misery, misery. Then Radharani thought, she will get the milas, the mercy. And she took her lotus flower and touched the head of the jackal. And when Radharani touched the head of the jackal, she took on her beautiful spiritual body and entered the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, where she became a servant of Radharani. This is a story which is used to illustrate our situation. We are like the jackal. Why are we she and not he? Well, by our nature we are Prakriti. There's only one Purusha, one Lord, and everyone else in relationship is Prakriti. And we are searching for so long. But the miseries of material life are plaguing us, are attacking us like the boys who attack the jackal. Even when we come to the shelter of a spiritual master, sometimes the smoke of material life blinds us and makes us cry. Then what is the solution? Jai Radhe is the solution. This is the story. So, why do we need so much this unconditional love? Why do we need so much this shelter of the feminine counterpart? Why do we need so much the motherly type of love? The answer is very clear. Because we are not very qualified. We are helpless in spiritual life. Yes, you may be able to operate a tape recorder or a computer or a car or a complicated family life. But when it comes to matters which are spiritual, we need help from above. Because spiritually we are blind and we cannot hear spiritually. We need what is called in business a capital investment of mercy. You know, when a small business wants to prosper, then it needs some investment of a big business, which will say, "Okay, we give you a Startkapital." Do we also have this in a Startkapital? You understand? Start investment of, say, 20,000 euros. And then you can make nice advertisement for your product. What else, Ricardo, you can do with a start investment? Advertisement you do, buy enough products in your shop. What else? You know, if you open a business and you have no money, usually you cannot conquer a place in the business world. You cannot position yourself properly. Positioning is very important. You can't invest in a web page and so on. So when you want spiritual life, you need an investment of faith, of trust, and of spiritual snaga. Although you are not very qualified, you need that. And therefore, in the beginning, we need this motherly love very much, this unconditional love. This I can also tell you in dealing with many devotees over so many years. I find out you can help a devotee with one sentence. I trust you. Then the devotee looks into your eyes. What? You trust me? Because most probably he doesn't trust himself so much. I trust you because you are now so many years a devotee. And you give reasons why you trust him. And then the devotee will look at you. And he, with doubting eyes, what, you trust me? But when he finally becomes convinced that yes, you trust him, he feels like, and then he is able to do many wonderful things. The way to destroy a devotee is to say, I don't trust you. Then he is unable to do anything. Do you understand this unconditional love, or this, let us say, investment of love, is very important for us to progress in spiritual life. Without this investment, before we have shown our worth and before we have shown our seriousness, we most probably cannot even make the starting steps in spiritual life because we are helpless and we don't have qualifications. It's almost like the maledetta. Today I saw the very wonderful baby of Stavavali. This baby definitely, and Dadi Baksha, two people were involved in this. Yes. This little baby needs just the love of the mother and the father in order to grow. If Stavali would say, how good can you translate from English into Croatian? Or if she would demand anything of the baby before she would give the love, the baby could not grow. And nature has therefore arranged that babies look just so sweet, even though they may pass a stool here and there and everywhere, but by their sweet smile, they conquer the heart of everyone, so that you just go like, ah, so nice, ooh, and you become charmed. Because this is nature's way, so that babies can get what they need, unconditional love. We also need, as an investment in our spiritual life, this. Now I would like to go to one very dear point of my own spiritual life. Yes, there's time. I would like to describe to you, more merciful than Krishna, who gives the fatherly love, is Radharani, who gives the motherly love. But more merciful then Radharani's love is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love, who is Krishna, who comes in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Radharani mostly gives her love to those who are connected to Krishna in some ways, who want to please Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives his love, even his motherly love, his unconditional love, I wanted to say, to those who are even not yet properly connected. That is the speciality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love. And once, in one very, very wonderful leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this type of love. It is said that if one hears this leela, one attains to pure bhakti of Krishna. Would you like to hear this leela? Good. Let us first sing a little to enter properly into the Chaitanya leela, then we will tell you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Louder, please.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gaura Nithai, Daya Gaura Nithai. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. 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 Shishi Gounitai ki.
On one day, the Lord decided to manifest His various Shaktis or energies. On the morning of that day, the wealthy Buddhimanta Khan and Sadashiva came by, and Lord Chaitanya said, "This evening I will dance in the role of my many Shaktis. This evening there should be costumes and a nice theater stage. Please arrange everything." And Buddhimanta, and who had arranged one of the marriages of the Lord, was making a wonderful arrangement. We have seen some theater plays here. Please now let us understand very carefully how the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu played theater. Haridas Thakur was the watchman. He had a pole and a bird. And when he came on, he moved around the devotees, and the devotees were in ecstasy and said, "Who are you?" He said, "I am a watchman from Vaikuntha. I have come here to wake you up. Don't sleep." That time there must have been also Jai Gopal, who He sits at the lecture and he is gone. He sleeps. It's his speciality. So there must have been other devotees who felt a little sleepy. And yes. Then came Srivas Thakur. He was dressed as Narada Muni. The devotee said, "Who are you?" Srivas said, "I am Narada Muni. I wanted to see Krishna in the Vaikuntha planets, but the Vaikuntha planets were empty. Then I wanted to see some devotees, but also the houses of the devotees were empty. I had heard that Krishna had gone to Nadia, to Navadvip, and had taken his devotees with him. So now I'm here. Jai Shri Krishna." So a little bit behind the stage, it's called off stage, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, and he was beautifully dressed as Rukmini, the most beautiful queen. Earlier, Lord Chaitanya had said to his devotees, "This night I will dance in the forms of the most beautiful Shaktis." You must know, my dear devotees, that the most beautiful women in this world are only reflections. But if you would see the spiritual beauty of the divine goddesses, you would become overwhelmed. It is just inexplicably beautiful. Lord Chaitanya said to his devotees, "I will take these forms, and I will dance in the evening, but only the very self-controlled amongst you can stay there, because it will be overwhelming." All the devotees looked down on the floor. Advaita Acharya, who was about 70 years old, was the first one to speak. He said, "I don't think I'm qualified to see your dance. I'm not self-controlled." Then Shiva said, "I'm also not self-controlled. I will go with Advaita Acharya and stay outside." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at all the other devotees who were going. And he said, "Okay, by my special energy, you will be protected this evening and not become overwhelmed by the beauty which you will see." So the Lord, after some time, came out. He looked like the goddess of fortune. Mother Sachi sat there in the audience and said, "Who is this lightning goddess which is coming?" The other Vaishnava said, "Mother, we do not know. But there is another person next to him. And that is our Nityananda, who is disguised as an elderly lady, the friend of this goddess." And then the Lord started to dance. And as he danced so beautifully, expressing his love for the Lord, some devotees said, "Oh, is she Kamala, the goddess of Lakshmi? Or is she Janaki, Mother Sita? Or is she Mother Ganga, because she cries so much tears of ecstasy? Or is she Parvati, the Shakti of Lord Shiva? We don't know who this is." But all the Vaishnavas had one common feeling. They felt as if their mother had come from the spiritual world, and they cried in ecstasy and totally forgot themselves. At one stage, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laughed very loudly. And then everyone thought, he is the goddess Chandi. At other times, he fell in the ecstasy of a gopi and said, let us go to Vrindavan. another time, she displayed all the mystic potencies, and there were colors and light and energy swirling around. The Lord danced at the Adya Shakti, the original Shakti, and became the personification of ecstasy and devotional service. Please, in your mind's eye, imagine the beautiful eyes of the Lord, which were crying in ecstasy. Imagine the crowns and the beautiful colored dresses. And imagine how everything would change, and the original feminine Shakti would reveal itself to its ultimate thing. Men in this world are always afraid of the women, because they can't understand what tremendous power comes through the women. Although many women will not like this, but the women is the material nature. The cycle which she has is the cycle of the moon, which moves in her. The nature works through her and brings forth life as she gives a birth to a child. It's a very mystical potency. It's a really, she is part of nature, and therefore she is nature. She may not like it, but she can never escape, because the cycle is what reminds her of being embedded in the nature. This has tremendous advantages. Women know how to nurture. Women are strong in intuition. But for men who are not self-controlled, the women will always remain mysterious, just like Mother Nature. And they will always be at a loss to understand what is going on. So the Lord danced and danced and danced and displayed the whole broadness of all the feminine Shaktis, not just the material nature. Finally, it became too much for Lord Nityananda, and he fainted. Very strong. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked towards the altar. And he took from the altar the deity of Gopinath in great ecstasy. He sat down on the altar and told the devotees, offer me prayers. Would you like to know some of these prayers? No, that is... Okay, then not. Please, some eagerness is required. They said, you are the mother of all universes. Who can describe your actual form? You are the cause of the three worlds. We can say that even personalities like Lord Brahma do not know you. You are the shelter of everyone, and you are the abode of all living entities. You are the primeval goddess. And he said, in the house, the devotee said, in the houses of devotees, you are the personification of Lakshmi. And in the houses of non-devotees, you appear in the form of time, the destroyer of all. I like this very much. You know, the materialist who does not worship Krishna and his energies will always talk indirectly about the energies. I have no time, he will say. Oh, time is not on my side. the Lord is always there in some form. then you appear as the faith of those who are inclined towards the devotional service of Vishnu. You increase their devotion. You know, it's this Shakti, this female energy, Radharani ultimately, in the ultimate essence, who increases our faith as Shraddha Devi. Now please say, the entire world is bewildered by your illusory energy. Oh Mother, if you do not protect us, then who will? Yes. So in this way, they prayed, Oh Mother, we all take shelter of your lotus feet. Please glance mercifully on us, so that our minds remain fixed at your lotus feet. Wonderful. These are prayers which the devotees prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had taken on the form of the mother. Then the sun was rising. The dance had continued throughout the night. Now the devotees began to cry helplessly because this night of mercy was over. At that moment, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the devotees like a loving mother on his lap and fed them. Like a mother feds her maladetes. Yeah, yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way showed that he has motherly love, this unconditional love, which a devotee so much needs in order to advance on his path. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is also a very nice explanation. It says that all Vaishnavis, that is Matajis, in this tent, it's the left side of the tent, are expansions of Narayani. Who's Narayani? This is Narayani Dasi. The original Narayani is Lakshmi. Narayani, Lakshmi. Yeah. So, we should respect the Matajis as expansions of Lakshmi, of Narayani. Ultimately, we should learn to respect all women like this. Hmm? Yes. So, in this way, the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had proved a very difficult statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Krishna. Krishna had said in the Bhagavad Gita something very difficult. Pitaham asya jagato matadata pitamaha. I'm the father and I'm the mother. And I'm also the grandfather. Pitamaha. Mother and father? Yes, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He shows both types of love. Especially that unconditional love. A little condition is there. Mahaprabhu said he would give love to everyone who would chant the Hare Krishna mantra without offenses. This little condition is there. But otherwise, it is totally motherly, unconditional. My dear devotees, I would now like come to the end. I have developed a very a beginning friendship with one of Germany's greatest musicians, contemporary musicians. And he wrote me an email just a week ago. And he said, Sachinanda Swami, you have written me about how deep in us we don't feel loved by God. I must tell you that you are correct. This pain to not be loved is the cause of all my other pains. It is the cause of all my other desperations. And I would do anything to get this love. And he said, one day, while I was in Munich, I had a very good moment. I saw in my mind's eye the hand of God coming down and comforting me. And then I noticed that we so-called grown-up people are still like children, like my own little children, who are afraid to walk alone over the road and who wish that the father comes or the mother comes and takes them by the hand. So in this way, I have seen that I want to experience the love of God to me. His guidance, His inspiration, His presence in my life. And I wanted to present these considerations to you, my dear devotees, so that you can take full shelter in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. There is a verse in the Adi Lila, chapter 9, text 29. It goes like this. Mage va namage keha patra va patra iha vicha jane deya deya matra. Lord Chaitanya does not consider who asks for it and who does not ask, nor who is fit and who is unfit to receive it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed the fruits of devotional service to one and all. Take, 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 take. So I hope that you can make your relationship to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more strong. There are some ways which you can do, which you can use. Very important is to become a little bit knowledgeable about the wonderful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can read Chaitanya Charitamrita and other authorized literature about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or you can also worship Gonitai. You are from Zagreb, and we have by the endeavor of many nice devotees, the Zagreb temple has opened, last Gopunim, isn't it? Last Gopunim. You please come and see the deities. These deities are very merciful. They come even to you. They leave their altar to be with all of us. You can also do something to chant before you go into the Hare Krishna mantra. The Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nanda Shri Advaita Garadha Shiva Shadigo Bhaktavinda. Somehow in your heart, do something to establish a relationship with the most merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gives this. He doesn't ask, he gives it to people who don't ask for it and who are unfit. No problem. He is very, very merciful. Hare Krishna. And, oh yes, you can take some service in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu gave really two orders. Sorry. Become Krishna conscious yourself and distribute Krishna consciousness to others. If you do these two things, you can forget everything else. You are perfectly on the path. Become Krishna conscious and distribute it to others. So, Hare Krishna, I have reached the end of this presentation. I hope there was something in it for you. I'm very happy that I could finish this in one presentation. I must say, I took a few ideas for this presentation. One is from Erich Fromm. I read his book, The Art of Loving, when I was driving from Zagreb to Split. You know, when there was no autopilot, it took 6 hours, and I read this book and took some ideas from it. Then I took some ideas from Purnachandra Prabhu, who has talked about this in Radhadesh. And I took also some ideas from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. But most of the ideas I took from Srila Prabhupada's literature. And also from my own spiritual development, where I really have seen in my life and in the life of the other devotees with whom I speak from morning till evening, that we need this unconditional love because we are quite helpless. Quite helpless. Yes, quite helpless. We need this capital investment of trust, love and trust, which has to come from above to keep us, to get us started. I'm so happy that that it's out now. This, as far as I'm concerned, this is the lecture which I personally feel most for. It's enlivening the spiritual heart. But I have noticed that whatever I like, others don't like, because I'm a little different. But I still hope I could serve you today. Please think about this deeply. I think your spiritual life can change when you understand this principle. So we will now, I think we should have a little pause. This was intense for me. Please allow me to not take any questions today. I will take questions tomorrow and other days. Sisi Gaura Nitai Ki Jai, Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Ki Jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Hare Krishna.